Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
We're in the outside lane. Come on in. Let's get into the pits. Pulling in. Get out of the outside lane.
Oh, yeah. Now we're in the pits. Pulling in to get everybody in the cockpit with me. Hey, welcome to Auto World, everybody. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. We're in the outside lane there on the NASCAR track. We've just pulled in to gather up, everyone. Hop in. I'll open the driver's door and passenger door. This is a big Suburban Ford Expedition. You know, all of them are good. All of them are good. No bad emails here. I like them all. I like them all. As long as they're big so we can get everybody in. What a pleasure. Pleasure and an honor to be behind the microphone here this week. In the Auto World Plaza. From Boise, Idaho Live, I'm, again, Mark Evans, a guy that has been in the automotive arena for 40-plus years and been having fun. Some days, yes, you know, some days it's not fun. You burn your hand, you might have some red stuff on your hand, and you know what that is. Blood. Oh, yeah. When the wrench slips. I've got to say that, in fact, after doing 40-plus years of wrenching, repairing, talking, and listening to you, all of you, because you all have an auto world yourself. You all do live in an auto world each and every day. If you, I don't know, how many of you out there, raise your hand, please. Right or left, doesn't matter. Ride a horse. Oh, I see some hands going up. No, I do not. That's just it. Yes, you might ride your horse, of course, part-time, on the weekend. On that special hour or 2 hours or half a day that you have, you might hop on your horse and absolutely ride your horse. But how did you get the horse to the riding trail is with your auto world. And that auto world is probably your truck, more than likely towing the horse trailer or however you get the horse to the path. And that's what it's all about. So I'm here today, this week, each and every week, folks. I'm here to help you get your horse on the path, in the right path, and on the right path. And that's your car, your truck. Whatever you use to, it could be electric, it could be gas, it could be diesel, it could be propane powered. See, isn't that amazing? In fact, is there any hydrogen owners out there? I said it. Is there any hydrogen owners out there? Do you have a hydrogen car? What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have been actually in a General Motors car that, yes, it was a car. I can't tell you the model, but I can tell you it was a four-door, and it was powered by hydrogen. Oh, yeah. We drove in. It was on a car ride and drive. We drove into the hydrogen pump there on the test grounds in Phoenix, Arizona, with General Motors. And I grabbed the hydrogen hose and plugged it in. And there goes some hydrogen. So whatever you are running and driving, you can school me on the hydrogen because I haven't had a chance to even see any hydrogen to work on them yet. It's going to be a couple years there. But overall, that's why I'm here. I'm an ASE, Certified Master Technician, in the automotive world, not in the restaurant business, not doing roofs, not building sheds. I have on my own house, but I'm not a concrete pourer. I don't pour concrete. And again, you could call me maybe a financial person here on the auto side of your wallet because I'm going to teach and help you save money when it comes down to your auto repairs. And maybe buying a car or selling a car, I'm here to help you there and getting the right value. And boy, in today's world, it's crazy how it's changed. I mean, if you've got a Facebook account, everything is getting, as I noticed, is getting purchased. Everybody's buying everything. It doesn't matter if you're even trying to sell a rock with a smiley face on it. Everybody's buying, which is good. The economy's rocking and rolling now, up and running. And I do know that I can say this. My sister, actually, my younger sister, went over to a great city of Phoenix, Arizona, and say hi to everybody out there. I will. Hello, everybody in Phoenix and Scottsdale, Maricopa even. Yes, hello. Good to have you along. In the cockpit with me. We're still in the pit area. We're getting ready to take this car now and head out. But my sister was telling me there was a two-hour wait in the rent-a-car line to get a rent-a-car. Oh, Oh, are we back? Almost. We are coming back. That's the best part of it. So we're here today on Auto World. What are we going to do here this week on Auto World? I got a lot of things planned for you. The crew here is, and we have this old rusty hubcap, pretty good size, 16-inch. It came off of, I have no clue. The guy's got it at the junkyard, wrecking yard, recycle yard, whatever you want to call it, where all the nuts and bolts are that are rusty. Oh, yeah, they grab the hubcap, and what we do is we figure out what we're going to give you each and every week on Auto World for 3 hours, and all our great affiliates are bringing you into the cockpit today, and I want to thank all our great affiliates for them to take Auto World, the radio program, and we do have the Auto World podcast also, if you ever want to check back and look and say and see and who, why, how I answered that question on that car repair or that fun we had with the Auto World little car fact, maybe that compare a car, maybe the salute, maybe even the glove box edition. I haven't done that yet, but we're getting there. How about name that car? See, we even have Auto World tips. So you can always go back to the Google Auto World podcast. We're right there on the top. Very, very, very proud of that. And so anyway, everything, all the menu is in, like a restaurant, is in a hubcap. Hand me that hubcap. Yes, there it is. Oh, thank you. Now get out of the studio. Now, thank you. See, I never know when somebody's going to cough or sneeze or something in the studio, so they're leaving now. Okay, good. It's all up to me and you. I'm driving, your passenger, plain shotgun. Thank you for being here for me. I do appreciate that. So, here the first hour on Auto World this week. Now, there's 3 hours, so listen up. I'm not going to give you any homework this week, so just stay back, you know, relax, and enjoy the fun. Make sure the seatbelt's fastened, put the tray table up, and prepare for takeoff. First hour. Oh, have I got a weird recall for you. Something to do with loose nuts? Wait for that one. And I wanted to shout out, too, here. I've had some folks, of course, we always take your emails, of course, live here on Auto World. And I do take your calls, of course. And with that, let's share the phone number and the email. The phone number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. When you call, I want you to use that cell phone as a microphone, and let's hear from you. I'd love to hear from you, from each and every state that we're in. Definitely do. Give a holler on me, and pick that thing up and call the cell phone and use it as a microphone. I want to hear your wants, your needs, or whatever it might be, including the barking dog last night that kept you up all night long. Here's the email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. So I'm going to share some emails with you this week, but some of you have actually emailed me throughout the week and said, you know, if I do not email you on live airtime, is there another spot I can get a hold of you? Yes. That's why I'm shouting out for our own website here, autoworldmedia.com. Autoworldmedia.com, and down at the bottom on the first page, you'll see where you can enter your name and all that and your question. And you're more than welcome to do that. No. And when I say no, you can do it, yes, please email me your concerns, your wants, your needs, whatever it might be. Do email me, and I do not, we don't track that, by the way. That's what I'm saying about the no. It's not tracked. The only way I track it is I answer your email and help you out with your car question. Or your, do I buy or do I sell? It's all automotive. See here, folks, Auto World is interactive, informative, and all things automotive. So the first hour, also we're going to add a little trivia in there, like I do each and every hour. You're going to have fun with that. But, oh yeah, the M&Ms are back. So stay tuned for that, the first hour. And each and every hour is going to be different, of course. And I'm going to bring to you this hour, second hour, and the third hour, just a little snippet of the 2021 World Car of the Year. That's right, I said it. 2021, the World Car of the Year. I'm going to share that with you. We're going to start at the bottom and go up. And, of course, the third hour, you will find out who won the World Car of the Year. You'll love it. Love it. Love bringing that to you. Second hour, we've got a great guest coming in live from Detroit City, Motor City. Yeah, from Detroit Motor City. My favorite place. Love it because it's called Motor City, of course. Paul Eisenstein will be joining us on the second hour. When we come back from a short break, a little bit more of what we're going to get involved with Paul. And, oh, wait till you hear what's coming up the third hour, right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, we got it. We're out. We brought it into the inside, into the pits. Folks, hop in. You're in. Thank you. Appreciate you joining us here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Let's pull it away from the curb now and get going here. Okay, first hour, second and third hour. I got to share with you first and foremost. The second hour, we're going to have a great, he's been here with us before on Auto World, Paul Eisenstein. He is. We're going to have a sit-down chat with Paul. So sit back and relax. Paul Eisenstein is a publisher and editor-in-chief of the Detroit Bureau, the DetroitBureau.com, live from Motor City. So that's the second hour, and we're going to be talking exclusively two letters, EV, yeah, electric vehicles. But one of them we're going to really be talking about. He's going to take us under the hood and underneath it and see how come and why. But the brand new Mercedes-Benz, the S model, that's an EV today, and he knows a lot about it, and it's going to be fun to talk to him about not only that one, but a lot of the other EVs that are on the market. I'm going to dig in, and you're going to find out a little bit more about. I've got something to share with you about Paul. He might laugh about it, and that's good. That's what it's all about, is having fun here on Auto World each and every week. That's the second hour, so get your questions ready for Paul Eisenstein. If you've got any type of questions concerning EVs, if you own an EV and you really want to know something that's if you don't ever think that it's an oddball or a question that you don't dare ask, please do ask. Nothing is odd or weird here in Auto World, because we are all odd and weird here at Auto World. So we blend right in. That's what it's all about. So get your questions ready for Paul at 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is back in the studio, sitting behind the GCN mixing machine. Oh, yeah. He's back this week after he had his own Auto World this last week in a car driving. So he's going to make you sound fantastic when you do call in at 855-660-4261 since 1992 right here at Auto World. And again, you can email your question to me live at any one point in time each and every hour of Auto World at the address of autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And that is good throughout the week. We're going to share some of your emails with you this week on Auto World. I've got a few that I want to get to. I got an email bag here to the left of me. I take your emails that I did not get to this week. I've answered 21, looks like, this last week here, and that's basically this last week. That's 5 days. Let's call it 5 days of having fun working hours, days. And I answered that many, and that's great. And I'd like to double that and make it go all the way to 2,100. Let's make it happen. Email me, absolutely, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. But I have some that I did not get to, and I'm going to get to them and read them live on the air. I have not. When you email, I just print them off. I put them in the email bag. I do not read them and look at them. The only time that I look at them and read them is when I reach into the bag live on the air. And the only thing I do look for as I'm on live radio, I look to see if you do or do not want me to read it live on the radio. Now, if you do not want me to read it live on the radio, please say no, do not. Help me off air. So if I do not see that little red flag on your email, I'm going to read it and share it with everyone else. And why I do that is because I know that you have the same problem as the person emailing me. I do know that. There's a lot of you listening. Thank you. Appreciate that. There's a lot of rows of you sitting there listening, and I do appreciate that very much. I'm very honored to be here each and every week. So, now the third hour. So, get your email going. Okay, let's do it. Third hour, what's up? Pull the hubcap over. There it is. There's the menu of the Auto World restaurant today here on the Greasy Garage Studio. Oh, yeah, the hooligans are back. Stay tuned for that. I kind of changed things up there. Well, why not? The hooligans are back. And who is it? We'll find out. And I have got, oh, yeah, new colors are coming your way. Wait till you hear about that. And this is kind of shocking, but this is coming to you on the third hour. The price stayed at 2018 prices, 2018 prices. They've kept the price the same since 2018. What is it? We're going to find out the third hour. And if we have time, of course, always you're the star of the show. So you can interrupt me at any one point in time. Please do. Email and or phone number. The phone number, again, is 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Drive for a cure. Drive for a cure. 75 days. That'll be fun. That's the third hour. Let's get on with the first hour. Absolutely. This first hour is amazing because of the loose nuts behind the steering wheel. No, it's not the loose nut behind the steering wheel. It's called a weird recall. Weird, I'm talking really odd. What is it? Now, see, first and foremost, recalls. I didn't kind of promise you I wouldn't have any homework for you this week, but, well, I'm talking now because I want you to get maybe a pen and pencil ready and some paper out. If you own, what? Already? Yes, the brand new Ford Mustang Mach-E already delivered or recalled over some loose bolts, folks. Loose bolts in the brand new Ford Mach-E. It's the that's an electric Mustang, of course. Deliveries of the first electric SUV Mustang in history already rolled off the assembly line. Ford is anxious to get an EV hype train out there, of course. And if you've, some of you have already got this vehicle and some of you are thinking about it or put your order in, well, can't hardly wait to get, you know, your reviews from it. I definitely do want to hear from you. If you did have one back in mid-January, sales of the Mustang Mach-E were halted briefly due to what? Discovery and an undisclosed quality issue and the need for conducting additional quality checks on several hundred Mustang Mach-E models built before the dealer shipment started. Uh-oh. Connection is unclear, of course, but an announcement was made today about the recall of 75 Mach-E's. Now, you might not think that's a very, very large number, but folks, this is a brand new car. It just, has it even been delivered yet? So, 75 Mach-E's that have already reached customers' garages. Yes, see, 75 of them. And it's described as results. Well, a batch of them, part of the large pack of the electric SUVs, over 1,300 in all, and 75 of them has been found that the subframe bolts that the supplier did not tighten to specifications. Uh-oh. Now, the subframe bolts. Did I just say frame? No, I did, but they're not framing you. They want you safe. That's why they're recalling it already. Subframe bolts. See, in a full-size frame in the older cars, of course, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they had a full-size frame. You know, the frame, the metal that holds the body on, holds the engine in, the transmission in, holds everything in, including you. Well, the subframe means that there's only half a frame up there in the front where the engine is. That's what holds the engine, the whole entire electric pack in there, folks. So if your subframe bolts are loose, uh-oh, that's not good. We come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that and taking your calls here, right here on Auto World from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The CDC says nearly 42% of the population have received at least one dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, and that 28% are fully vaccinated. Health experts have said in order to reach herd immunity, more than 70% will need to be vaccinated. A new report says more than 5 million Americans have missed getting their second dose. New York Times reporting that the rate of people missing their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine has more than doubled since the beginning of the vaccine rollout. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's This Week he believes the U.S. will overcome the hesitancy and skepticism with the vaccine.
We can now say, you know, we take this very seriously. We've looked at it. Now let's get back and get people vaccinated. And that's what we're going to be doing, get as many people vaccinated as we possibly can.
Statistics show 92% of folks are following through with the second dose. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. Call 800-451-9542. 800-451-9542. 800-451-9542. That's 800-451-9542. Paid for by U.S. Med.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Yes, I do remember the days. Can you remember the days of having a telephone in your car? Boy, you were somebody when you picked up that cell phone and that cord was hanging off that receiver. Oh, yeah, look at me. Well, it's changed, hasn't it? But don't drive and have your cell phone up. Yeah, I was just talking about this weird recall about the brand new Ford Mustang Mach-E is having the subframe bolts loose. Well, I just wanted to highlight before we head out down the channel here, down the road, with another type of good thing that we're talking about here on Auto World. And welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. Well, these loose bolts, folks, and a recall, both that. If you ever, if you wonder if you've got a recall, a lot of cars, trucks do have recalls today. Safercar.gov. Just put your VIN number in there, and you'll be able to find out if you've got a recall on yours. And if you are mad about how it's making that plastic click noise, squeak noise, whatever noise, please turn it into the dealership. That way it gets reported by them clicking on the computer, and so then it goes to the manufacturer. And we get enough of you talking about the plastic Ford Explorer right rear quarter panel inside trim panels making noise, and next thing you know, Ford then fixes it for free, for free. But this subframe, these loose bolts on this recall, it's not only the brand new Mach-E Mustang, but also, folks, this is about 1,666. Ooh, weird number, 666. Anyway, 1,666. The brand new Ford Bronco Sport vehicles have got the same problemo. Uh-oh. Now, I do not know. Now, you know, the Mach-E is all EV, all electric, and, of course, the Ford Bronco Sport is not. So what that means is, are they going down the same assembly line and doing the same build at the same line? I do not know. But if you do have, and if you ordered one of those, you know, this is the reason why you're listening to me. I'm Mark Evans here at Auto World, because I'm going to try to give you and bring to you some news and some information, good or bad and fun, to help you. So if you've ordered a Ford Bronco, if you've ordered a brand new the Mach-E Mustang, now you know that you can say, once you go to pick it up, I do not want to pick it up yet. Let's make sure those subframe bolts are tight, please, and thank you. That's all there is to it. And they'll fix them for free. For free. Okay, this is the first hour of Auto World this week, and we've got a lot of things planned for you. I want to, again, do a little bit of a little tease. Next hour, we're here in Auto World, we're going to have Paul Eisenstein with us. He is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the DetroitBureau.com. So if you save up your questions, write them down, email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and you're more than welcome, too. Paul said he would take calls, of course, with your car questions, good, bad, or sideways. We'll take them at 855-660-4261. Now, also, I'm doing Facebook Messenger, and you can look me up on Facebook. Please do. Just Mark Evans. I'm sitting behind the microphone in the greasy garage, yellow coupe behind me, you know. Take a look there at Mark Evans, and I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Please do. But here in the first hour, we're going to share with you each and every hour. We have 3 hours of Auto World. Should be 18 hours, but we only have three, so we're going to share with you each and every hour the 2021 World Car of the Year. The World Car of the Year. Yes. Why don't we get started? Why not? Huh? The third hour, sorry, you're going to have to wait. Third hour is going to be, I'm going to talk about the winner of the third hour. So a lot of you might be on a delayed radio station, and that's no problem. And if you're calling on our number at 855-660-4261 and not getting an answer, don't get mad, get glad. You're on a delayed station, no problem. You might be listening to me in a different day, in a different time. Email me, and you can always answer the trivia that we have for the gifts. Of course, I always have some special gifts I send out to you, absolutely. But you can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. At all the time. We'll stay in touch continuously. Now, to the 2021 World Car of the Year. Let's start at, there's a lot of candidates, of course. You got the Toyota Sienna, the Toyota Highlander. You got, the Nissan Rogue. Don't go rogue on me. The Kia, yes. The Hyundai i20 is one of the candidates. You've got the Honda Jazz /Fit. Have you ever heard of the Honda Jazz yet? I know a few of you have got the Honda Fit, but, yeah, they were a contender. The Chevrolet Onix is one. The Buick Encore GX was a candidate. But, let's see here. Here's some of the finalists, and I want to share a little bit of this with you each and every hour. Why not? In Mercedes-Benz GLA, it's a little four-door sedan, this car, what can I say? It's a Benz. Benz has been around forever. A nice brand, great car, GLA. It was one of the finalists, of course. And then now here's another finalist. For what? Now, when I say one of the finalists, that means that the third hour you're going to find out who won the 2021 World Car of the Year. Kia Sorento. The Kia Sorento. Do you have one of those? Do you like it? Did you even vote on this? Did you get involved with the 2021 World Car of the Year? Oh, see, you can. You never know, but if you can or can't. But a lot of the times, all of us are connected to the Internet and also our computers and our cell phones, our computers, and the whole entire platform. And sometimes you can Google things, folks, and get involved. Get involved. Absolutely. Here's some race car news that just came into the Auto World Plaza, the Greasy Garage Studio. The M&Ms are back. What's that mean? Well, I call them M&Ms. No, not the kind you eat. Sometimes I do have some in the Greasy Garage here, but the studio. But today, the M&Ms were back at Talladega. That means the NASCAR. Oh, they look like M&Ms out there. All the different colors of the NASCARs going around the track. And, a little bit of news that just came out and basically happened. Joey Logano goes in the air. Very scary. He got tagged, of course, in the rear, and that car took off. And He was in the air for a while and sideways and ended up. He's okay. He is okay. And the thing that I'm bringing up here is that they race on Saturday, they race on Sunday, which is what we can call the weekend, right? Well, they race on the weekend, and we learn there and race fast on the weekend, of course, and they sell on Monday. Race on the weekend, sell on Monday. That's something I believe Henry Ford stated. But the thing is, it's all about safety. So they have NASCAR has changed a lot. The cars have changed quite a bit, of course, with not only the engine, the horsepower, and all that, but the flaps that keep those cars down on the ground. And so this is going to be very, very interesting. I'll stay tuned to Joey Logano going into the air quite a bit here to report on what they're going to change now on the NASCARs because he went into the air. And so they go back, they look, the safety side of it, they go back in slow motion, and they'll take a look and find out that they might need another flap somewhere to keep that bad boy down on the ground. And if they keep doing the safety like this, they're going to keep putting, oh yeah, spoilers and flaps on your cars, the family cars, the four-doors. Why not? Because we do not want you in the air, folks. We want you safe. And it gets right down to brakes. Absolutely, we want the brakes working not only on the racetrack good, but we want the brakes to work good on your car, on your truck. Here's a little trivia about brakes. Oh, yeah, a little trivia, trivia time. 1906, it was back in that day. The automobile, well, all the new inventions that came out during that year, well, or 1906 was front bumpers. Asbestos brake linings, they were highly, highly resistant back then to burning. That's why they made them out of asbestos. High voltage magnetos and air brakes in 1906. Well, as you know, the asbestos brakes, bye bye. They're not there anymore. We're going to take a little short break, grab some more popcorn, get some butter on it, get your hands all greased up because I'm not wearing my driving gloves today. Pull this bad boy over, get the curb feelers on the curb. We'll be right back. Live from Boise, Idaho, right here.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Absolutely, and am I glad you're in my car today with me. Riding along shotgun. Welcome to Auto World, folks. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Oil in my veins, yes, 45, 40 plus years. I don't know. When you get over 30 years and doing the auto repair and the sales and the buys and washing and cleaning and putting carpet and headliners in, oh, that job, putting a headliner is not fun. But I've done it. Love it. Got a few cars myself. I can't hardly stand. That's a disease. I hate it when I see a car, some type of a car or a truck that has been parked and got the weeds up on the doors. I hate it. And the rust, the patina coming in. I love to get the cars running. So hopefully in your old car, you put some Stabil in the fuel, which keeps the gas MTB up. Means that the gas will still explode.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully. And with that, it's time. We got time this hour. I didn't get to any emails this hour. We are right now. Let's go over here. Grab the email bag right there. Thank you. They snuck back in the studio because they heard that I had popcorn. Put butter on it this time. I'm not wearing my driving gloves. That's why we have... Okay, I'm going to reach in. Let's do an email and get some cars fixed. Reach in this email bag here. Print those bad boys out for you. And again, the email address for you to send your email to me on your time. That means if you can't do it right now, you can do it. Or your car question comes to you as you're listening throughout the 3 hours of Auto World. Then type it in and send it to me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. In fact, let's do a little housekeeping. My phone number again here since 1992, 855-660-4261. And you are the star of the show, folks. Please interrupt me. Definitely. Okay, here's an email. Hi, Mark. Great show. Well, thank you. Need some help? I really do mean thank you. Appreciate that. That's my paycheck. That's what it means to me. Need some help with my old 60s car. She has been sitting for about a year now since the last time I fired it up. I put new gas in it and did have Stabil in the old gas. Good, good. She just turns over and no fire. Check to see if there was a spark or arcing at the coil wire. Nothing. So your thoughts would be appreciated. Adam, listening in Reno, Nevada. Oh, yeah, Reno, let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to our great affiliate in Reno, which is, let's do a shout-out to... KNNR AM 1400 in, of course, Reno, Nevada, Sparks, Nevada, Sun Valley, Nevada, Carson City, Nevada, Nevada, thank you, and all the towns and everybody listening in between. All the towns are welcome, and thank you for coming into the Greasy Garage Studio this week with me. Adam, thanks for bringing everybody in. I do appreciate that from Nevada. You guys are probably getting a little bit of rain, maybe a little bit of heat coming your way, but talking about heat. You did right, Adam. Thank you for putting stable in the fuel tank. Keeps the fuel up and running good. So you MTB there, it'll spark and ignite. Now, with that too, once we, I'm going to fix your problem with the no arcing, no spark here, as you're stating. But when you put stable in your fuel, what ends up happening is it keeps the MTB level correct and keeps the number high. Not as high as it would have been if it was brand new fresh gas, but when you're driving and you fire it up, finally, and you're going down the road, you might feel a little bit of missing, a little bit of backfiring, you know, kind of like you might have ate a little bit too many of those black beans at lunch in your burrito. Anyway, that's because of stable that's in there. It's not hurting anything. It's just burning it. It's not going to act as if it was fresh and crisp gas, as if a brand new, like, you know, a Krispy Kreme donut fresh coming right off. Well, I mean, there you are. If a Krispy Kreme donut, if you eat it when it's brand new and fresh, or that favorite, you know, your bakery there has got the brand new donuts that you grab and eat, you don't want to eat a day old donut, do you? I mean, you were not going to get sick and all that, but it just isn't the same. It doesn't taste good, and yeah, you know, your tummy might feel a little bit bad. That's what the stable is going to do. I do recommend it, but again, ready, Adam, for this. You're going to feel it once we get this figured out. Now, what we're going to figure out here, Adam, on your 60s card, love to know what it is, make and model, that'd be great. Email me back. Definitely do that. We'll share that with everybody. But it doesn't matter because you're showing me that it's an old 60s car. And what that means is that you've got a couple things. If you have no spark or arcing coming out of the coil wire, here's what I want you to do, Adam. Do you have a 12-volt test light? One end, the alligator clip, goes to ground. The other end, that's pokey, kind of looks like the needle that everybody's using for COVID shots. You touch that needle to the positive post on the coil. Now, I know, Adam, you don't have a little mirror on a stick, and you can't see it because it's probably, being an older car, the coil's in the back by the firewall. Now you're laying over the radiator with the hood, you know, the hood prop rod, you know, the closer going through your chest. Put a fender cover there, and that'll save that from going through your rib cage there, Adam. But I know you can't see which side is on the coil is positive. Now, here's what I want you to do. To get that test needle to get to the positive, look for the wire that's going to the distributor. That would be the negative wire. What I want you to do is take that 12-volt test light with the sharp needle and go to not that end of the coil, but go to the other side. And have someone turn the key on. Do not crank it over. Do not crank it over, Adam. Just have it. Just turn it on. I want the positive side of the coil to turn the light on your test light. And if it turns the light on, which in your case, it's not going to turn the light on, Adam, because you've already pointed to me and then said there's no spark or arcing coming out of the coil wire. So, Adam, what you got, while you're right there laying over the top of the radiator, basically sniffing down the carburetor right now, because that's pretty much where your head is, and you're looking at the firewall, please do. You'll find a ballast resistor. What? Yeah, here's what it looks like, Adam. It's a ceramic, basically white. It's old. It's a 60s car. So it might be a little bit tainted brown, you know, old brown looking. The new ones are white. And you'll probably find a ballast resistor right there. Yes, you will. It won't be anywhere else. It should be mounted right on the firewall, almost straight at you, to the left, passenger side. And that has one wire going to it and another wire on the other side. Power has to go through that. If power does not go through the ballast resistor, so see, you're using your 12-volt test light again, and you're going to just touch either end, please. Have somebody just turn the key on, no cranking. Go over to the ballast resistor, touch one end of it, touch the other end. You'll find that one of the ends is hot, and that means that that's not hot in touch, like that fresh Krispy Kreme donut, but it's going to turn the light on. That means it's hot, 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 hot wire. That's what we want. But we also want the light to come on the other side of the ballast resistor. That's what it's called, ballast resistor. Your light's going to be off on the other end, Adam. And with that said, your ballast resistor is bad, and you need to replace it. You can do it yourself. Absolutely. Just take the bolt, unbolt it from the firewall, unscrew it from the from the ballast resistors, those two wires. But remember, one of those wires is hot, and it's hooked to the battery. So it's a good thing to do is probably go ahead, disconnect the battery so you don't get shocked. Ask for a ballast resistor at the parts store, and they will hand you one. Now, on a 60s car with make and model, some of the ballast resistors, Adam, have one prong on one side and one prong on the other. Some have two on each side. Doesn't matter which one you hook it to. You can go with the two-pronger if that's all they have, okay? That just means you have additional accessory plug-ins to plug things in.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Kind of like that fuzz buster. What's that? You know what that is. So, Adam, you can take that 60s car, and since you got stable in it and good gas, and we got spark now and arc there at the coil, it's going to fire up, and you can go get a speeding ticket now.
Oh, yeah.
Share with us, Adam, if you do get a speeding ticket, please share with me again at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you got her, and again, make and model, and I've got some good things to send out to you to keep that 60s car looking good. Coming up, folks, it's time. The garage door's coming down on the first hour. Paul Eisenstein's coming up next, so stay tuned. The chief cheerleader with the Detroit Bureau. He's a publisher and editor-in-chief. Well, I want to thank everybody. Of course, Axelrod Alex, he's in the house. He's the producer of the show. Thank you, Alex. General Motor George, he's in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, General Motor George, my chief engineer who keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Thank you. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager of Genesis Communications Network. He's always keeping the wheels on this show. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Thank you. Appreciate that. Of course, oh, we can't forget my hairstylist. Yeah, thank you, Lawn Mower Lawyer, for making me look good.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.